When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at highfivecasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Second date update.
We've got Mia on the phone for a second date update today. And Mia says she feels bad about what happened on her date.
Uh-oh.
Now, Mia, the rule is you only have to feel bad if you made them cry. So did he cry?
No, he didn't cry.
All right, well, then you shouldn't feel bad, okay? Your conscience can be cleared, and you are free to go. You're welcome. Have a good day.
I don't know.
He's kidding.
It sounds like she's about to cry right now. Mia, yeah. It's a joke. Sorry, he's being sarcastic.
Not really, though.
Okay.
What'd you do?
Well, listen.
Okay, maybe we should learn more before I jump to conclusions, okay?
I want to know.
Tell us about this guy. What's his name?
His name is Steve.
Okay.
And sounds like a crier.
Well, no, he didn't cry. My friends at work actually set me up with him. He works for the company, but on a different floor, so I've actually never met him.
Ooh, blind date. Ooh. I always like to know, how are you feeling going into this blind date? Hopeful? Doubtful?
Oh, I was feeling good. I was excited. You know, it's just been kind of like dry for me, and I was excited to get out there and like meet someone that my friends actually said was really cool, you know?
Okay. Yeah. And were your friends right?
Yeah, he was like really cute, and we were talking at the bar, and I like to just kind of like talk about things right away about relationships. And
that's good, to want to talk on a date. That's a positive.
No,
but not everything right away.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
Exactly. Are you talking like you just opened it up with like, I have four exes. I'm over three of them, but one still having issues.
Oh, by the way, here's my number.
Yeah.
No, it's just funny, like how people think about relationships, I guess. And I was asking him. We were talking, and I said, you know, I think that you should always share everything with your partner.
Mm.
Like in healthy relationships, you don't hide anything. You're really open about everything with each other.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Totally.
Yeah, but not everybody does. I can see why that's an important thing to talk about.
Are you saying you lie, Brooke, in your relationship? Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
So you think everything needs to be shared, no secrets.
Yeah, but then he said that he thinks it's not healthy to share everything, that there should be boundaries and certain things that you don't, that are off limits, basically.
Okay, I could see his point, too. I mean,
if it's not important.
How did that sit with you?
I don't agree. I said if you're not sharing everything, then you're hiding something, and that's obviously going to poison the relationship.
Ooh,
you know?
I see.
So
this
wait, did you guys start out your first date with your first couple's argument?
That's what I was
this is
say.
What it sounds like.
It wasn't an argument. It was just a spirited discussion.
Sure.
You know,
like you're like, give me your phone right now. Who are you texting?
I mean, that is a pretty intense way to start off a date. Like, did things get lighter later?
No.
Oh.
I said, let's test it. And I pointed to a girl across the bar and I said, do you think she's attractive?
Why would you need to know that in a relationship?
Yeah.
That is a terrible question.
You want this date to go badly, don't you?
Yeah, you're confronting him.
I just wanted to show him what I was talking about, you know, prove my point. And then he said, I'm not answering that.
Yeah, good choice.
Yeah, way to go, Steve.
How could anyone answer that properly? If he says yes, then you're going to be mad, right? You're going to be jealous. If he says no, then you're going to think he's lying.
Well, no, if he's honest and says yes, she'll say, thank you for being honest.
I don't think so.
Or maybe he says yes, and then the girl comes and joins in on the date, and now it's a party.
Okay, hey. Now you're thinking like every other man.
Maybe the
Jeffrey.
Date could go even
yeah.
better.
Honesty pays off.
So what did he say?
Well, he said he wasn't going to answer it, and I told him, well, it's just a test. Let's just see how it plays out. And he was like, fine, okay, she's a little attractive.
Okay.
Okay.
Safe answer.
Did you hit him?
Did you hit him?
I said, what do you like about her?
Jeez, come on.
Why are you doing this to yourself?
What? Well, he's being so vague. He's not playing by the rules. I'm setting up.
Well, he's probably just trying to be polite and not offend you by saying that there's this gorgeous woman over there and he's noticing all these amazing things about her.
I'd rather he be honest and tell me that. That's the whole point I was trying to make. So I nudged him a little bit. I was like, so you probably want to sleep with her, right? Wouldn't you do that, right?
Oh, jeez. Look, I've had your back up to
this. This doesn't sound like a healthy relationship. This sounds like an unstable relationship already where you're incredibly jealous.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, will you just please shut up and let me finish?
Okay. Okay, finish, Mia.
Okay. So then I said, if you lie to me, Steve, I can tell. I'll be able to tell. So just tell me the truth. And so then he finally admitted, yes, I'd probably sleep with her. And I didn't think he was going to answer and say that. And it honestly, it like pissed me off.
Oh, no.
So you asked for the truth and then got pissed at it.
But she's trying to set
well,
the boundaries.
Well, I just didn't think he would answer at least that quick.
Yeah, I know. Really rude.
Oh, my God,
rude,
Mia.
Steve.
So is that the end of your date? Like, did you guys continue to hang out? You're pissed at this point. What did you do?
Well, I got kind of quiet. Uh-huh. And I mean, he could tell. He said sorry. And I told him it was okay to find someone attractive. But like, why would you say that you want to sleep with her?
Oh, come on.
It is not his fault. You shouldn't have asked the question,
Wait,
Mia.
Hold on. This is probably why she feels bad, right?
Oh,
and that's
God.
Why she wants to call.
And then
him.
You were like, you want to marry her too? You want to have babies with her too? You want to open a 401k with her?
Okay, stop being ridiculous right now. This is serious.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay.
I'm being ridiculous. Okay.
So what happened next?
I mean, the date fizzled. It was done. I went home, and I mean, I just cried a lot. Not in front of him. I cried at home. And
all right, Mia.
You know, I just feel bad how, you know, we just paid for our drinks and left, and it was really awkward and weird, and I just feel bad about how everything went down, and I think I freaked him out because... Now he's not calling me back.
Okay. Yeah, you definitely freaked him out.
Are you feeling a little bit of remorse about how this all played out, though?
Yeah, duh. I feel bad, okay? How many times are you going to make me say it? Obviously, that's why I'm calling you guys.
Okay, no.
Yes, you
sound remorseful, I guess.
Oh, my God.
I told you.
Okay, so you want us to call Steve, and you want to just explain or apologize, or are you looking to do here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to know why he's not calling me back. And also, yeah, explain a little bit and tell him I feel bad and I don't want this to be the end of us.
Okay. And are you like, is your new standpoint that you're not going to ask those type of questions anymore?
Okay, stop asking me stupid questions. Can you just call and try to get me another date? That's why I called you guys.
All right. No more questions.
Let's
we're just going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Steve and we'll try and get you a second date update.
Great.
Okay. Here we go. Hold on. If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, we've got Mia on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And Mia is feeling regretful about how her first date played out.
Is she?
Yeah. It's questionable, but okay.
I'm hesitant to even recap it because I'm afraid I'm going to say it wrong and it'll make her mad. But the sticking point that happened on the actual date is the question, should you be honest and share everything with your significant other?
Absolutely everything.
That snowballed out of control.
Because her date, Steve, thought that some things need to be kept private in a relationship, but Mia disagrees and think you should always be 100% honest. So she tested that theory by asking her date point blank if he would sleep with a lady sitting across the bar from them. And poor Steve gave in and said yes.
Yeah.
Well, he was asked to be honest, right?
Well, that honest answer was a little too honest for Mia.
Oh.
And now here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Hard feelings on both sides. Mm-hmm. And Mia has said in her own special way that she feels remorse. And she wants to make things right with Steve again. So, Mia, what do you think? Was that recap accurate?
I mean, I guess those were the facts, but I don't really like your tone, guys. I feel like you're not really on my side, or...
I'm on your side. I'm trying.
I'm going to say, I am having a hard time, Mia. And I'll tell you why. It's not because I don't think that honesty is great. I just think that you're asking questions that don't matter in a relationship. Like, it doesn't matter if he's attracted to another woman. What matters is he's with you.
I guess that's your opinion. I disagree, and it matters to me. So okay. You don't know my life. You don't know how I feel about things or what I've gone through. So maybe that works for you, but not for me.
I want to apologize, me, on behalf of Brooke. She is just in a really crabby mood today. She gets really upset whenever she hears people that sound like they're really in love and that they actually have a chance, and she gets really jealous and lashes out. So that's probably where it's coming from.
You're right.
So, Brooke?
Yeah,
where's the apology?
I'm not apologizing.
Okay. Oh,
but Mia,
wow.
You know what?
Sorry, Mia. I apologize.
I hope through all this that we all learn something together, okay? I think that should be the goal right here.
Okay, can we just stop talking about it and call him?
Okay.
Right. Sorry, we have to recap. Yeah. Okay. It's radio.
I'm just going to dial the phone number right now. Here we go.
Why are we even part of this?
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Steve, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, Steve. My name's Young Jeffrey from the radio. Do you have a minute to talk with us?
The radio?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's still a thing.
It's FM, frequency modulated.
Did I win something?
No, not really. I'm calling because we do a segment on our show called A Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and afterwards they're not calling you back, you can email us and we'll try and get a hold of them to figure out why.
Okay.
And so you recently went out on a date with a woman named Mia.
Yeah,
you're right, Steve. I don't think there's a lot of mystery in why you're not calling her back.
She's calling a radio show to ask me if I went out with her.
No, she knows that you guys went out, and she recognizes that maybe things didn't play out quite the way she had hoped.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what she told you. But I do not mind talking about this publicly. The date was weird, man.
What specifically was weird to you about it?
Well, I mean, at first it was fine. She is attractive, and I had coworkers trying to set us up. So it was like, okay, if my friends like her, she's got to be cool, right?
Right.
We're sitting at the bar, and she sees this girl, and she pressures me into admitting that the other girl is hot. Mm-hmm. And I kept trying to back off, being like, no, I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. And finally, she just wouldn't let it go. So just out of pure frustration, I just went, yeah, I'd sleep with her.
Yeah. We heard that didn't sit well with her either. She wanted the truth, she didn't really.
And I'm not that kind of guy. And I felt really bad.
Yeah.
Because I could tell it hurt her feelings. So I tried to make it better. It did not work. Ugh. The date kind of fizzled out. And I was like, you know, maybe I'm thinking about this the wrong way. Maybe it wasn't as bad as I thought. So I was honestly planning on calling her back until I got to work.
Oh, my God. You are a much bigger person than I think most people would have been in your situation.
Yeah, sometimes those fiery girls kind of excite a guy.
Okay, well.
He's right.
Yeah, I guess it was kind of like that, but I also just didn't want to base it on one day. You know, maybe she just had a bad day or something.
Right.
Dude,
that's good.
Mature.
You're very open-minded.
And you got really bad luck, like, sitting across from this gorgeous woman. Like, maybe if she had pointed to an ugly girl, you would have been inclined to say no.
Mia's very pretty. Like, I wasn't trying to say this girl was more attractive than her, but, I mean, she just wouldn't let it go.
Right, Okay. Right. But you said it changed at work. What happened at work?
Yeah, because one of our mutual friends comes up to me at work and goes, dude, I heard what you said. Why would you do that? And I went, what are you talking about? And he goes, you told Mia to her face that you wanted to go sleep with another girl at the bar.
Not twist it like that.
She absolutely did, or at least my friend thought she did. So I go, hey, she asked me to do that. She wouldn't let it go. And then all these other people at the office are giving me weird looks. Like, I don't know, can I curse on the radio? Because I'm a little frustrated now that I'm back into it. Because I felt like an asshole. And, like, that's what she asked me to say.
Right. No, she told us. Like, I told her, I was like, yo, there is no way any person should ever ask another person in a relationship if you'd sleep with somebody else. Like, you're never going to like the answer.
And we weren't in a relationship. It was the first date.
Right.
Well, we obviously have a lot of differing opinions here. I think we all need to get on the same page.
Okay.
The only way to do that is to let you know, Steve, that Mia has been on the phone listening this entire time.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she wants to talk to you. Mia?
Steve, hi. I'm sorry. I just don't know why you're so upset about this.
I'm sorry, guys. I cannot believe this. I mean, really, honestly, though, at this point, it shouldn't surprise me. I mean, listen, Mia, I will tell you why I'm upset. You made me look like a jerk to everybody at work.
Yeah.
You didn't tell them everything that happened about how you said people in relationships need to share everything.
Mm.
Okay, I didn't give them the whole story. I told them exactly what you said to me on the date.
Did you
not say you would sleep with her? You said that, right? I just told them. What was I supposed to say when they asked me what happened or what you said?
You asked me to tell you that.
Mia, are you delusional? I feel like you're living in like this altered reality. Not only did you ask him, you pressured him, and he didn't say, I'm going to go sleep with her tonight.
Yeah.
You said, would you sleep with her, and forced him to answer.
Okay, first of all, shut up.
What?
Second of all, I'm talking to Steve and asking him a question and asking him about if he had a problem with something that you clearly do, but we're different people, so let us just figure this out. You didn't have to answer, Steve.
Oh my god,
I told my friends the truth, and did you want me to lie about what you said? Like, I wasn't going to do that. They said, well, I told them exactly what you said.
She's all about honesty,
but you didn't include the context. You didn't tell them that you made me say it. It's not like I just sat down at the bar and said, hey, my name's Steve. Oh, look at that girl, I'd like to bang her.
Okay, Steve, I don't appreciate you joking about how you wanted to bang that girl, okay? I already feel sorry about it. I already feel bad and already bad about the whole thing, okay? That's why
God.
I had to call you.
Hold on, Mia. Can I just, like, ask you?
No, you can't. I'm talking to Steve.
Okay.
Not just me.
It's not your show.
Yep.
All right.
Mia, you need to relax, okay?
Stop.
No, that's just why I had them call you. Because you said something extremely rude, okay? You know, at least you were being honest, and that's why I'm willing to give you a second chance, okay? That's why I had them call you.
Oh, I'm so grateful.
Yeah, and Mia, what are you saying? I thought this whole thing was because you felt bad about pressuring him into saying that on the date.
I feel bad that it ended that way, but I also want to give him a chance to fix it.
So you're not taking any responsibility.
What would have been a good response from Steve in that scenario? What would you have liked to hear him say?
Well, the best response would have obviously been that he didn't want to sleep with that girl, but he did. And so now I want to figure this out and move forward.
Oh, my God. I feel like you guys are going to spend 45 minutes talking about that stranger that Steve wants to sleep with.
It was a huge chunk of the date, I'm not going to lie. That's why it was just purely out of frustration just to get the conversation to end. I just went, I sleep with her.
Okay, Steve, you know, you're not helping right now, okay? You should just be apologizing for what you put me through. God!
You know what? You know what, Mia? I will apologize. I am sorry that my friend set us up on a date.
Oh.
All right. No need to get mean and nasty now, okay?
All right. Well, you know what? If I'm going to be 100% honest, I would sleep with both of them. I honestly want to know if the two of you would go out on a second date. Steve, what do you say? We'll pay for that date.
Oh, sure.
Awesome. Okay, we'll send you guys out.
No, God, no.
Oh, that was sarcastic? That's so surprising.
You're supposed to be honest, Steve, no matter what.
Hey, Mia, listen, you sound like you could be a rad girl, and you sound beautiful, and you need to stop being so insecure, okay?
I'm not insecure. Stop patronizing me, you...
Wow, you know what?
Seriously.
You know what, guys? Can
I
just say one thing?
I don't want you to weigh in anymore on this, Brooke, okay? Like, just leave.
I have a headache.
Sorry.
Guys, I just want to tell you, I am so happy that this is on the radio because all of our friends at work can now hear why things didn't work out.
Yeah, it's a very good point.
And they all know, Steve, that you would totally sleep with that woman.
Yeah,
they all know that you would sleep with someone else on a date when you're on a date with your coworker.
Okay.
Go ahead, stop me.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino. Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! and you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.